Matthew, to the book of Matthew. This morning, God has given me one word, and I want to preach on that one word out of a couple of different passages of Matthew. The word I can't get away from for this church, and I do not know anything about this church except for you're awful faithful and you've been good to me, is the way of supporting, not just monetary support for the ministry, but you've been awful good to me for prayers. My wife's sitting back there. You have loved us, and we know your love is for us. We hear from Brother Greer from time to time, and we see the excitement in the face, and we know that you prayed for us. And Brother Bill and Sister Sharon, and we know that you pray for this ministry. The message I have for this morning, I promise you, I don't know anything, if there's anything to be known. But I know the heart of God and what He's put in my mind is one word called forgiveness. This morning's message about forgiveness. We're going to take a look about what God says about forgiving one another. In Matthew chapter number 6, in verse number 9, we have the model prayer. God has given us, the Lord Jesus, the disciples said, Lord, would you teach us how to pray? The one thing that they wanted the most was to teach and to learn how to be effective in prayer. And the Lord Jesus said in verse number 9, Matthew 6 verse 9 says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now we know this is the model prayer. We know that we break this prayer down and we're to pray to the Father. We're to pray to God, and we're to pray in specific manner, not just recite this prayer. It's a model prayer. It has the basics that the Lord Jesus says, here's the basics of how we want, how me and the Lord, how God wants you to pray. But then I want you to see one more thing after this. It's not just there, but it's amazing that the Lord Jesus breaks it down into one more category. Look at verse number 14. After the model prayer, he says, you pray this way. In verse 14, it says, for if ye forgive. That means, hey, that means right there. That's implied that you're supposed to do this. This is a given. For if. It didn't say that you had an option. For if. It's implied the Lord Jesus says, here's what I want you to do. Here's what's important to start and to be every prayer concerning. Let's look at it again. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for the blessings of the day. Father, I look to heaven by faith. And by faith, dear God, we know that that's the only way you're pleased. Father, by faith, we look to heaven and we see your mightiness. Father, we need help. Our nation has grown cold. Father, our nation has grown through hatred. And our nation, dear God, is far from you. Father, I ask you, please, that you continue to bless this nation. But dear God, I ask you so much that you would send another great awakening to sin. Father, may it sweep our nation that the people of this nation would look to heaven and realize, God, that they are in sin against you. And Father, may we agree with you about sin. Sin is sin and it's wrong in your eyes. And Lord, may our nation again, once again, agree with you. It's wrong to sin. Father, I'm asking you to send another great awakening through our nation. And may it be followed with another great revival, dear God, that the people of this land would realize that they are in sin. And we call it sin, dear God, like you do. And Father, may another great revival, like we don't understand, dear God, we've never seen in our lifetime, would it sweep our nation, Father, again? Would you allow it? Father, would you allow us to see thy mighty hand again and bring the nation, dear God, close to you once again? Father, I understand one thing. It's going to be through forgiveness. Father, help me to preach this morning. Father, I ask you to open the ears of all that can hear. And Father, I ask you, please, that you would help us to open our hearts to receive thy word. And Father, would you show us in our hearts thy mighty word and what we're to do. Father, I yield myself to you again, openly and willingly. And Lord, I ask you, please, may the miracle this morning be in the hearing of the word of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I draw your attention again to those two verses in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if you forgive, God has said, and the Lord Jesus said, it's not an option. I want you to understand, it's implied, we expect it. I expect you to forgive. The Lord Jesus said, disciples, I want you to say one of the first and foremost things is that you have a forgiveness in your heart. And I want you to understand, disciples, that you, even though you pray the prayer and you get a hold of God, you got to understand with a forgiving heart of your man, your fellow man, and of your families, you've got to be able to forgive. And he says, I want you to remind you of something. If you don't forgive, your prayers are going to be hindered. God said, I want you to understand, I will not harbor ill will. God said, I want you to understand, I will not harbor ill will against your fellow brother or your fellow sister or in your family. God said, I want you to understand something. This thing about forgiveness, if I forgave you, if I can forgive you of your sins, how dare you hold a grudge against someone? God said, I want you to understand something, men. The Lord Jesus said, I want you to understand something. It's important that you forgive. Here in these verses, it's real clear. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, it's pretty clear. Neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. If you will, turn over a few chapters. I want you to turn to Matthew chapter number 18. In Matthew chapter 18, it continues on with forgiveness. I want you to see and understand how important it is about forgiveness. Sometimes you and I don't understand how important this thing is about forgiveness in our hearts. Sometimes you and I, because of the world we live in, we get calloused. You see, the world is unforgiving. You see, the world, they want to hold on to what someone did 40 years ago. The world says, it's okay to have revenge. God says, revenge and vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. If you mess in vengeance, if you mess in revenge, do you realize you're in direct violation of the Word of God? And God says, that's my business, not yours. You say, but Brother Bellamy, you don't know what they've said to me. You're right, I don't. But Brother Bellamy, you don't understand what they did to me. You're right, I don't. I've taught forgiveness in these schools. I've taught forgiveness in the prisons. I've taught forgiveness, and I've seen in the, especially in the women's prisons. I've taught forgiveness, and those girls and those women will sit there and they'll bow up and they'll get red-faced and tears will come to their eyes, and they'll shake their heads, and they'll say, I ain't never forgiven them for what they did. Sometimes you and I, we get our feelings hurt. And I know what the Bible says. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. But I also know what the flesh does too. Amen. I understand about hurt feelings. I understand about these things. But I'm here to tell you this morning, it doesn't matter what they've said to you. It doesn't matter what they've done to you. I didn't say it was right. That's not what I'm saying. I'm trying to teach you what forgiveness is this morning. That's what we're going to take a look at. Here in the passage of Scripture in Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 21, Peter came to Jesus, and I want you to see this, Matthew 18:21. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Now we look at this and we think, Peter, that's pretty good. Peter's being generous right here. And if you want to know the truth, Peter was being generous. Because you see, the law had taught them that, listen, all they had to do was forgive three times, and that was all they were required to do. That was the law. That was the Jewish law that was handed down. And what I want you to understand is, he was saying, do I do it seven times? He was more than double. He was more than double going the extra mile, according to their laws. But I want you to see the answer that Jesus gave him. Jesus said to him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Listen, I wasn't very sharp in math, but I understand about that 70 times seven. That's 490. The Lord Jesus said, here it is. You forgive him not till seven times, but you forgive him 490 times. Now I know what you and I do. I'm like you. You got this thought. Well, bless God, when he gets 491, I'm going to nail him. I'm going to nail their heads to the wall. Amen. Let me show you something. Back here in the back of the book, that is not for tally marks. Amen. You're going like, ha, there's 490, there it is. I'm wasn't getting none. There it is. I'm going to blast them now. Just like the Lord Jesus said, I could. No. You're going to be a good Christian. You're going to be a Christian that God loves you, and you're going to be proud of you, and God's going to say, there's my faithful servant. Can I show you something? To be a good Christian, you're going to be a number one forgiver. You're going to have to be able to be a number one class A1 plus forgiver. The Lord Jesus says if you forgive them 490 times, you probably pretty well got something down pat about forgiveness. And it's not going to be a trouble for you to do 491. Can I show you something, and earnestly? When we see the passage right here, and we understand that there was offense here, do you realize before you can have forgiveness, somebody's got to be the offender? Have you thought about that? Before anybody can be forgiven, somebody has had to be has had to have an offense to you. That means something. Somebody has got out of line with you. Somebody has said something to you or your family. Somebody has done something to you or your family. Or there, you know what? It don't take long. Just look around the country and I just get offended. Amen. What's this thing about? They're offended if you pray. I'm offended if you don't pray. What's wrong with that? If I'm not careful, I'll get an attitude over that. And I got one about it. And I'm dealing with it. You pray for me. Amen. There's some things you ought to get upset about. You ought to get upset about sin. You ought to get upset about some of these things. But don't do it with an attitude of hatred. You got to understand something. You can still get mad and upset, but you're going to have to remember forgiveness. Because if you, God forgave me, and God forgave my wickedness, and God has sent His Son and paid the ultimate price of forgiveness, how dare I look at someone and say, I'll not forgive you? Where's the love of God in that? What happens so many times, you and I will get offended. So many times, you and I will get burdened down. And then what will happen is, we'll hold a grudge. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, Brother Bellamy, bless God, I'll forgive them, but I ain't forgetting it. Amen. You know what I'm talking about. Nod your heads up and down. Amen. Hey, listen, you've heard that. Some of you probably even uttered some of those words. Listen, I have. I admit my faults. Hey, listen, you may not have said it out loud, but you said it in your heart. Guess who looks at the heart? The Lord Jesus, God Almighty, looks in the heart. Let me show you something. The heart is deceptive. It's wicked. And we know that. And sometimes we'll justify in our own heart, hey, it's okay. They did that. I don't like them. I've marked them. There it is. Marked them. Put it down. Some of you, I don't know if it's this church. I don't know if you're getting ready to go through something. I told you earlier, I don't know. But I can tell you this much. It's strong in my heart for this church about forgiveness this morning. It might be in family time coming up this holiday. Some, you all may have already had some disagreements in family. You've had family come in. You've gone to other family houses. And listen, some of them you just don't like. Amen. Some of them are just weird to you. Amen. In your own family. Some of them right now, hey, you're dreading to go see them at Christmas. And you're just buying them a Christmas present just to keep peace in the family. Amen. Nod your little heads. Amen. I'm telling you what's truth right now. Now I want you to see something. If you're not careful, you'll hold bitterness and you'll hold hatred and you'll hold grudges in your heart for what they did 14 years ago. 23 years ago. And you're still not sitting on that side of the church because something happened over there. You're sitting over here. Or you're sitting over here because something happened over there. Or you're not looking. You won't even look at each other. You go down the hall. You turn your head. Or you'll wait. You'll know when they're supposed to come in. You'll come in another door at a different time. Amen. I don't know if it's this church or not, but I know churches. And I know people. Listen to me. That's sin. I'll not cut you any slack on that. The Lord Jesus Christ is telling His disciples, I'll not cut you any slack on this thing. If God forgives you, how dare we not forgive others? Now, I want to show you a simple illustration this morning. Here's what happens. You and I will get upset. You and I will get mad at one another. And listen, if I don't care who you are, husband or wife. I don't care how long you've lived together as husband and wife. Amen. You're going to have some arguments. You're going to have some disagreements. And one of the biggest disagreements comes in what you want to eat. Amen. I hate that conversation. Woman, just fix it, okay? I'll eat it. And if you're not careful, you're going to have some attitude over that. It's the home. Let me show you something. Brother Conrad, come up here. If you don't mind, come up hither, let not thy liver quiver. I'll tell you what, you just stand right there. Let me show you something. Do you realize what happens? Do you realize, some of you right here were probably little kids like I was at one time. You got into a lot of fights, got a lot of arguments. I mean, it's what kids do. But you know, what I've found about kids, they can argue and fight and then they're over it. They're done with it. But when you get older, you want to hang on to things, don't you? Can I show you a little illustration why it's so important to forgive and what we do? We don't even know we do it. Let me explain this. Do you realize if this man right here offends me, I'm supposed to forgive him. If this man says something about me, I'm supposed to deal with him one-on-one, not in secret without him. If this man's offended me in some point, something, or maybe even I think he's offended me. He may not even know what he's done. Do you know what I used to do a lot? I used to get mad. Son, I'd sit up all night. Amen. I'd grit my teeth and think about what I was going to say when I got the chance to say it to them. I'd sit there and grit my teeth and I'd lose sleep over it. Do you know what he was doing across town? He's sleeping like a baby. And that made me even more madder. Amen. Y'all been there. Amen. Let me show you something. If I'd learned how to forgive, I wouldn't have had that night. If I'd learned how to pray and forgive and give it to God, I wouldn't have had that type of night. But here's what happens. Someone offends us. Someone does something wrong. This man may have actually, I may have a full right to be mad at this man for something he did to me or my family. Or maybe it was something that he didn't do that he was supposed to. Amen. Do you know the easiest thing in the world to do is hate somebody? It is. The easiest thing in the world to do is hate somebody. You just look at them and say, I hate you. See you, bye. I'll mark you off. Talk to the hand. I'm not listening. Amen. That's what Christians do. What they do is, Christians, a lot of times, somebody will say something, somebody will get their seat. And they'll be mad at them because they thought they did it on purpose. The easiest thing in the world to do is hate somebody because there's no responsibility. There's no responsibility when you hate someone. You just hate them. I hate you. You're not alive no more. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. It comes natural. I hate you. See you. I don't have to think about you. And when I think about you, I think about hatred. I'm done with you. You've gone your last. You've offended me last time. I'm done with you. I'm finished. You've had your last chance. And boy, don't we feel good about that. Huh? I told him, didn't I? Huh? Told him what for? Amen. Nod your heads. Amen. Now watch. This is where we live. When I was a little kid and I used to get in fights, they'd separate us. They'd talk with us and then they'd put us back together. I never understood why they made us do this next step. The next step was you're supposed to shake hands and you're supposed to look at each other and tell each other you're sorry. I got the worst whooping in my life. I'm one of the worst ones, one of the worst. When I did that one time, I was mad at whoever I was mad at, and they made us come together, and we did this. I looked at him and they said, now tell them you're sorry. You're sorry! Boy, I got wore out over that one. Amen. So I come to you today knowing something about learning how to forgive. Can I show you why they, have you ever thought about why they did this? Let me show you why they did this. As long as I didn't touch him and I was mad at him and I had hatred towards him and I had bitterness towards him, I had anger towards him, I had marked him off my list and he just became an object of hate. Are you listening? In my mind, he's just an object. He is not a person. He is not really real. All I have to do is hate him. I don't have to do anything but hate him. He became an object of my hate. The hardest thing you'll ever do in your life is have a friend. The hardest thing you'll ever do is have a relationship of friendship. You know why? Because that takes responsibility. That takes forgiveness. That takes effort. The easiest thing in the world to do is hate somebody because you don't have to do any of those things. And the reason they made you shake hands was when I touched this man's hand, I am now reminded that this is the same as this. This is not an object. This is a person. This is flesh and blood. And I'm reminded when I shake this man's hand that this flesh of his is the same as this flesh of mine, and both of them are real and need to be forgiven. That's why they made you do that. Until you do this, he can just be an object. Thank you. This thing about hatred, this thing about what we do in our hearts, we may not say much outside, but we'll think it and dwell with it in our hearts. And God says, I don't look on the outward appearance, I look at the heart. So therefore, you're grieving the heart of God with our hatred. And we're not right with God as long as we have the hatred in our heart and the bitterness in our heart and the unforgiving spirit. You say, Brother Bellamy, you don't know what they'd said to me. You don't know what they did. You're right, I don't. I didn't say it was right. Are you listening? I'm trying to teach you what forgiveness is. I didn't say what they did was okay. I didn't say what they said was okay. And more than likely, it's not. But I'm trying to teach you what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not that huggy and crying and blowing snot everywhere, that emotional feeling. That's not forgiveness. A lot of people get it mixed up. Forgiveness is not an emotion. Let me prove it to you. If one of you, say this dear brother right here, got mad at me, he comes up to me and hits me in the face and knocks me in the dirt, I am not going to jump up and say, God bless you, can I have another one? It's not going to happen. I am not going to feel like forgiving him. Because he came and hit me in the face, knocked me in the dirt. It's not an emotion, because I've got just the opposite for him. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, I just didn't feel like forgiving them? They're right. They didn't. Have you ever said in your heart, well, I'll forgive them when I feel like it? It's not an emotion. Forgiveness is not an emotion. Forgiveness is simply a choice. You either choose to forgive or you choose not to forgive. What did the Lord Jesus say? For if you forgive... Did you catch that? For if you forgive, he's saying it's your choice. He's saying you're supposed to forgive, but you have the choice. It's not an emotion. If you choose to forgive, that's what he said. For if you forgive, that's what that scripture's talking about. That's why we try to bring it down to simple terms and get it in where you and I live. It's this. You have a choice. You're either going to forgive or you're going to hold a grudge. You're going to hold bitterness and grudges. You're going to hold hatred. You're going to hold displeasure in your heart, distaste for someone. You say, wait a minute, Brother Bellamy, didn't the Bible tell us that we're supposed to mark them? Listen to me. Don't you hide behind that little thing right there and try to twist that. Where's the love of God? I understand what the Bible's talking about, especially it says you're supposed to mark those. And listen, what that means is this, beware. It didn't tell you to hate them. It said, be wise. Understand about their tricks. But we're supposed to have forgiveness. If you're not careful, you'll not forgive your kids, and it'll come through. If you're not careful, you will not forgive a mom or dad, and it'll show through. If you're not careful, look at me, you'll not forgive you for what you've said or done in the past. You say, wait a minute, Brother Bellamy, I didn't know we could forgive ourselves. I'm not talking about salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, He's the one that forgives and corrects. But sometimes me and you will beat us up for what we've said and what we've done to somebody else. I didn't say what we said or done was okay either. Can I show you something? Would it not be nice, I mean really nice, if we were to have a little thing called a rewind button of life? Would that not be nice? I come up here and I say something to my dear sister right here, and I hurt her feelings. All I have to do is say, sister, I'm sorry. Hang on just a minute. Let me push the button and I'll rewind. Now I'll try it again. You'll never know a thing about it. Would that not be cool? Wouldn't that not be nice? We don't have that though. We don't have a button of rewind in life. We have forgiveness. That's what God's give us. Do you know why God's give us forgiveness? Have you thought about it? so we can get as close to Him as possible. What did God Almighty do? Forgave me and you. He said, if it's good enough to do that, it's good enough to pass on to you. And God says, I want you to be a number one forgiver. And I want you to love each other. You say, Brother Bellamy, you never have answered about what they've said or done to me. Let me explain something. It's not for me and you. I didn't say what they said or did was okay. I'm not condoning that at all. More than likely, it's not. But I want you to understand something. You got to separate what they said or did. You got to separate that from your forgiveness. I didn't say that it was okay for them to get by with it. And I understand what those young ladies were looking at me, and they're red-faced, and they said, you don't know what they did to me, and I'll never forgive them. I understand what they're saying, but I also see the anguish and the bitterness and the baggage that they're carrying with them because of an unforgiving spirit. I didn't say what that young lady went through or what that young man went through was okay by that older person. That's not right, and you know it. I'm trying to teach you what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is a choice that you and I must choose to be right with God and our fellow man. I may not like something he did, but I don't have an option. The Bible says I am commanded to forgive. I'm expected to forgive. He may have said something, done something, or maybe he didn't do or show up or do something. You know what we do with our pastors? We just beat them up. And they don't even know it. You know what we do with our moms and dads, young people? We beat them up. And they don't even know it. In our hearts, we think they should have done something. Or we think they should have done more. You need to check your heart. It could be, it may be. But I can tell you this much. I'm supposed to forgive. I'm supposed to go on with life. And I shake this man's hand to remind me I need to be forgiven as much as anything that I ever thought about somebody else. I need that. Amen. And you do too. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed.